flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Vinny and Haiti, put your headphones in and ignore your coworkers. 105.7 The Fan.
Adversity is what makes you who you are. And this has been the story of, you know, the 2023 to the 2024 Eagles. As bad as feeling we had as how last year ended, I think it makes you who you are.
Of course, that's why I came here. First conversations I had with Howie, came to Philly to be a part of games like this. You envision it, but the bad thing, you envision it so much and you dream about it so much that when it happens, it never quite reaches expectations. Hopefully we get the job done. It might be a little better.
I mean, I'll have a good night tonight, but after that, we'll be right on to focusing on the Eagles. We have a meeting tomorrow, and you try to take care of, like, your tickets and everything like that, and then you just focus on the game plan.
I would tell you we're motivated like crazy to win the game. You get caught up in that other stuff, all the hype that goes with it, and then you forget about third and one and detailing that either side of the ball. So you've got to keep everything in perspective. And really, when it comes down to it, all the confetti, all that's great. I mean, it's great. Nothing like doing it with your home fans. But it's going to come down to a football game.
Vinny and Haney back here on 105.7 The Fan. Cordell Woodland filling in for the Bobster here with Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw behind the glass. We're going until 2 o'clock right here on The Fan on this Monday morning. Loser Monday for me. Commanders, they fall to the Eagles 55-23 in the NFC Championship game. I mean, it's unreal to even say that score. Seven rushing touchdowns, three each from Hurts and Barkley. And then Shipley, when the defense is just like, let's just find the bus, he finds a crease. It is what it is. It was a great year. I'm honestly not upset. I'm kind of numb. I was numb after the game. I sat there, stared in space for like 10 minutes. I turned the channel because I refused to watch them get their hats and t-shirts and that stupid green and black confetti falling all over the place. I didn't want to watch it. But, you know, that's what happens when you turn the ball over in the postseason. Yep. You know, and that hasn't been their MO all year. And they go into that game and they look like a team that honestly didn't belong. That's the first time this year that that's what they look like. The good thing is Jaden still look good for the most part. Up and, you know, you can only ask him to do but so much. There's no run game to speak of. There's a lot that needs fixing in Washington that was covered up this year with what that young boy did. But Philly, they go back to the Super Bowl. They'll be facing the Chiefs. Shocker. Chiefs going for three straight Super Bowls. First team in the modern era to do it. Beating the Bills 32-29. I think that's between the ears at this point for the Bills. But the Chiefs, they just always find a way. It doesn't have to be the sexiest way. Yet again, another one-score possession win. They're now 12-0 in one-possession games this year. You could talk about it being lucky, whatever you want to call it. They win those games. So we get the rematch from 2 years ago, Philly and Kansas City.
Yeah, I mean, Norm and I, when we were picking games on Friday, it's like, I've learned, you don't pick against Mahomes.
Nope.
I mean, that's the thing. He just, especially when he's healthy, he just finds a way to win. And he dispersed the ball pretty well. I mean, Kelce wasn't involved at all. Worthy's really come on, I think. I mean, they've done a really nice job with Worthy, and he may end up next year being their number one guy.
It's never really like the outstanding, spectacular play with Mahomes anymore. You know, he's not throwing an 80-yard bomb. You know, he's not taking off and, you know, doing this Lamar Jackson-esque scramble for a long touchdown. He's just taking what you give him. You know, I think 90% of his passes yesterday were less than 10 air yards.
Yeah.
You know, there was an occasional shot open downfield, but he was just content kind of doing what Tom Brady used to do in his prime. Dink and dunk, pick up yards there, trust in your run game, and you're probably going to win in the end.
Yeah.
It's boring, but hey, the rings are the only thing that matter in the end.
Boring wins championships. And I told Vinny this before the show. Honestly, I thought the difference in that Chiefs game was Mahomes' legs. I mean, you clearly could tell Buffalo did not game plan at all for stopping Mahomes' leg, especially on crucial downs, third downs, red zone, goal line situations.
Yep.
I mean, and he's running hard, too. He wasn't sliding. He wasn't going down. He's running through tackles. He's pushing his way into the end zone. That I thought, was the biggest difference in that game yesterday.
I thought that was a big difference. You know, I mean, last year he wasn't healthy this time of the year, was he? No. And then now, I mean, the bye week really helped them. And yesterday he was just in control. And that's the advantage of being at home, I think. You know, you got the crowd, you got everything with you. And his guys, was there any drops by anybody on the Chiefs? I'm trying to think if they made any mistakes whatsoever during that game. I mean, they had the one fumble. But other than that, I mean, they made all their field goals.
Yeah.
I mean, everything else was right on.
I mean, and they were content to punt. They were only 5 for 14 on third. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm looking at Buffalo. Yeah, the Chiefs, yeah, they had the one turnover. That was it. Still won the game 4 for 6 in the red zone, 5 for 9 on third downs, 1 for 1 on fourth downs. First, they did get 4 first downs from penalties, but the Bills got 3.
Time of possession,
around 30 minutes for both teams. 30 minutes, 32 seconds for the Bills, 29-28 for the Chiefs.
Yeah, bottom line is Mahomes made a couple more plays than Josh Allen. It is what it was. You know, I mean, he ran the ball in. And to me, the biggest plays were the drop pass by the Kendricks. And then P. Ryan, you know, those plays right at the end of the game to seal the deal, because there was still time. There was still time. But they went down, won the game. So, yeah. Now, Cordell, let's go back to Washington. Because, like, if you're Washington, if I'm the GM of Washington or whatever, I'm disappointed, but you were kind of playing with house money, although Quinn said that they weren't, but, you know, play like you're playing, you know, that somebody stole your lunch money.
He's got to say that.
Yeah, right. But nobody expected them to be where they are. Nobody expected the quarterback to be who he was. McLaren was, like, spectacular. So they've got the quarterback. That's all you need. Now, don't they have a ton of cap money?
They've got
stuff?
A lot of cap money.
Right. So, I mean, they need a lot of help, Cordell.
Yeah.
I mean, they need a running back. You need O-line. You need a pass rusher. You know, there's a lot of things. They need another corner, I think.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things that they do need. And probably what killed them was the previous drafts, that they're all gone.
Yeah, had to get rid of them.
Yeah.
First round picks.
You know, a corner, which you definitely need.
Right.
Like, he'd be in year 3. you expect him to be like McBride from Kansas City.
You need a wide receiver. They drafted Jahan Dotson a couple years ago in the first round. They cut him. He's in Philly.
I mean, and he didn't do anything at Philly that I can recall.
You're going to need another linebacker because Bobby Wagner's contract is up. He's 34 years old. They drafted Jamin Davis in the first round a couple of years ago. He got cut earlier this year. I mean, they have wasted, not to the fault of this current regime, obviously, but Ron Rivera and company have literally wasted years with some of the people that they have drafted. But, yeah, I mean, a lot of the deficiencies around the Commander showed up yesterday. Just purely a lack of talent. Talent gap between them and Philly right now is huge. But when you make the mistakes that they made in that game yesterday, it allows for the talent gap to really, come to the forefront.
You know, a guy that I was really happy for, Cordell, and it was a pleasant surprise, I think, for Washington was Ertz, man. Mm-hmm. I mean,
He
that dude
out.
Had 10 catches
and
third downs.
Yeah,
how clutch was he on third downs? And then playing for Philly all those years.
He was motivated.
I thought it was pretty – was he on a one-year deal?
I believe so.
So, he might have made him some money.
Right. A lot of – Austin Eckler may have made him some change. He hurt himself yesterday.
Yeah,
he definitely hurt himself yesterday. But the whole running back room needs to go. Brian Robinson has somehow regressed into turning
–
he's turned into Najee Harris, where he just runs into the back of his blockers every play. He doesn't go anywhere. He's a power back that doesn't break tackles. He has no speed, no big play ability. When you have a guy – like Jaden Daniels back there, you need another game changer in the backfield with him, a home run hitter. They don't have anybody that can hit the hole. And look, I'm not going to compare anybody to Saquon. Few people have the acceleration and power and speed that he does. But when Saquon gets to the second level, you're holding your breath. You're like, oh my God, is this dude, he might go every time. The first carry of the game for Saquon, he takes it to the house. That was more so a byproduct of bad tackling.
Oh, yeah.
Bobby Wagner tripping over his feet, tripping over Dante Fowler. It just got off to a bad start. And like you said, you this is why you host a championship game. You get the momentum. The refs were helping them out, but I'm not going to sit here and blame the refs. I did think there were missed calls. I thought there were 50-50 calls that went their way. But it is what it is. You can't beat yourself on the road. And a lot of those turnovers were uncharacteristic. They're forced. They're careless. Fumbles. Philly leads the league in forced fumbles, but the Commanders have been so good all year at not turning the ball over. It just all came crashing down when it was supposed to. Hopefully they'll be back. You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know.
And but they should have a hell of an offseason.
They should. They should. With all the cap space, you'd imagine hopefully they draft well again. My thing is,
you're picking what? What are they picking, like
30th? 27? Yeah, probably 29 or something like that. So you think back to 2019 with the Ravens, right? And Lamar wins unanimous MVP, and they have this transcending offense. And you knew going into that offseason, every defensive coordinator was going to be watching film of the Ravens, watching film of Lamar Jackson.
Yep.
This offseason, everybody's watching film of Jaden Daniels, and I am intrigued to see what year two looks like for him, if he'll be able to reap, because that's how you become great. You do it on a consistent basis. Do it again next year. I think he can, but they're going to have to get the talent around him.
C.J. Stroud, too.
Right, right. And look at what they did. They just fired Bobby Slowick.
The OC.
Yeah, I mean, after he was, it's very similar to Greg Roman just last year. He's getting all these, interviews for head coaching jobs, and now the next year, nobody wants him. It's crazy how fast it can change, so I think it is imperative for the Commanders to stay ahead, continue to build, but also continue to revamp your scheme as well, because people are going to catch up to what you're doing come next year.
And then Kingsbury, is he interviewing for the Saints job?
I don't think he's taking that job.
He's paid through 26
exactly.
Like a head coach.
Why would he? Why are you going to New Orleans to deal with that when
you're
getting paid like a head coach to be an offensive coordinator for in my opinion, a top five quarterback in the league now. I mean, you might as well stick with where you are. Coming up next here on Vinny and Haney, 410-583-1057 is the number, of course, if you want to get in. Speaking of coaches, it looks like Todd Monken may be sticking around in Baltimore going into year three. What could year three look like under Monken for this offense? We'll talk about it next here on The Fan.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The right way. I'm turning the page. From the conference championship game, we're moving on. Yeah, it is going to take some time for me.
Just because it seemed like there was a lot of hope, you know, and there was people picking Washington to win because of the quarterback. And the biggest thing, though, Cordell, was that wasn't Detroit's defense they were playing.
No.
I mean, that was some men that they were playing this game. That Jalen, is there a better defensive lineman in the league? I mean, that dude is a – if you single – how about, you know, How about when he hit the center the one time?
Dude, he's doing what eye gouging him. And yeah. they call encroachment. Encroachment yeah. was all we could get. It's like, all right, it's just not going to be our day today. He could do what he wants, but he's a stud. I mean, if he plays motivated every snap of every game, we're talking about a dude that could truly be generational. Hell,
like Reggie White,
Davis was motivated yesterday. I mean, he put the center on his butt and got to the quarterback. I mean, it's just they're just so talented, Philly. They're tough to stop, but you know the Ravens offense, they have a lot of talent of their own, and you got to see that in year two under Todd Monken. Somehow it was better than year one, where Lamar won MVP. You'd imagine he's going to win it again this year, and the offense takes a huge step forward. Obviously Derrick Henry is a big part of that, but they did have a large overhaul on the offensive line this year, filling three of those five mm-hmm. spots. Now going into year three, assuming Monken's still going to be here because what it looks like. I mean, I don't even think he interviewed for the Saints job.
No, he did not.
Yeah,
so yeah, he's here.
Yeah.
And the thing that they've got to, and I'm sure because they're a real good organization, you know, like Harb's got 1 year left on a deal. Mm-hmm. Monken's got 1 year left on a deal. So all those guys who have 1 year left on a deal, I'm sure this offseason, when they go down to Florida and meet with Bisciotti down there, I'm sure all that stuff will get done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, because like you said, Harb's got a year left, and he's never coached on a one-year deal anyway, so I would expect...
It'd be dumb to do that,
right.
Because then all of a sudden Harb's, you know, they have a great year or whatever, then Harb's like, you know, somebody's going to... offer him $15 or $20 million, like Andy Reid is the highest. Mm-hmm. Harb's only making $9 million. And like who was it? Ben Johnson's making like
right.
14 or 12 or whatever, and that hadn't pissed a drop
we'll
yet.
We'll see. I mean, he's out. He's got Jamison Williams throwing the ball in critical situations in a divisional round after he was just air humping the end zone a couple of drives before that. But yeah, I mean, we'll see how that goes for Chicago. But yeah, I think...
Look, I'm excited about a year three.
Right, because he's done nothing
Todd,
to get better.
With Todd, because reason being, Cordell, is look at the improvement from year one to year mm-hmm. two. And that's with, you know, basically a whole new offensive line, because I say Ronnie Stanley was a new guy than he was. He sucked last year.
Right.
You know, and... Derrick Henry helped a ton. So the things that they'll be able to do. And the other thing was, last year at this time, we were saying, all right, Lamar, what does he need to improve upon? The deep ball. He was horrible at the mm-hmm. deep ball, you know, getting some touch on. I mean, if I were to ask you right now, Cordell, what does Lamar need to get better at?
On a week-to-week basis, not a lot. Not
right.
a lot.
I agree.
I would say at this point it's about, because the reality is you do get two different versions of Lamar from regular season to postseason. Now, I thought this postseason Lamar wasn't as bad as the previous years
over
in the postseason.
100 quarterback
right.
rating in
definitely
both games.
Good enough to win. You want to erase the turnovers, but we talked about it at the start of the show with what we saw yesterday in the Bills-Chiefs game. A lot of checkdowns, a lot of safe plays, not a lot of air yarders, not a lot of splash plays. Maybe that's, in a weird way, the next development for the playoff version of Lamar, is maybe not being the most spectacular guy. And I'm not saying telling Lamar to change who he is. I want to be clear. You want him to be himself. But, you know, similar to the first time they played the Bills, I think Justice Hill had 6 catches for like 80 yards
yes,
and a touchdown.
Did. Yes, he did.
Maybe that's what it looks like in the divisional round.
Because
against
they
the Bills.
Had one, like the receivers right. had like 4 catches
right.
type thing.
Right. Maybe that's what it starts to look like. But just, you know, living more down to down as opposed to maybe just, oh, we got to get a touchdown in this drive. Let's go get it in 3 plays. You know, I think maybe that's the next development, because you minimize the turnovers. And you imagine if the Ravens have a turnover-less game in the postseason, they're probably going to win.
Yeah, because the turnover was the fumble, which He just dropped the ball, trying to make the great
play.
Trying
to get out of a sack. He's got a Hamlin on his ankle, spinning him around. He's got three other defenders breathing down his neck.
You know what's funny, Cordell, is, you know, because we can always play that what-if game. What if the play before
Andrews
catches that ball, then they're on the 18-yard line first down, and then that play never happens.
Maybe. I mean, or, you know, it's a bad snap again on the next play. I mean, who knows? So they've been bitten by some bad snaps in Buffalo. If you think back to the 2020 year, the McCarry bad snap, that really, I mean, that ended that game. I think Lamar got concussed on that play.
Yeah. I just don't have a lot of bad to say about, I mean, like we said, 41.
He's the MVP this year.
He did so many,
right?
So many great things. I remember Cordell that last drive. They got to go 88 yards. Tony Romo goes, "This is a drive that's going to define Lamar." And what's he do?
It was easy.
Takes him down for
a
touch.
It was easy.
And then they get the 2-point. Makes a great play there. Yeah.
And all the people talking about the pass being behind, I don't know what people are watching. I'm sorry. It hits him right in his belly button. What else is he supposed to do? Hand it to him?
Right, right. And if now, Cordell, the difference is, if that was Mahomes throwing it to Kelsey, it's 2-point play.
Easy.
Yeah, and that's just the difference. You know, and right now, the Ravens, they just got to get over to, like, Buffalo's got to get over that Kansas City hump. Mm-hmm. Ravens just got to get over that hump to get to the Super Bowl, because are they talented enough? Sure. Sure. Do they have some holes they got to fix? Absolutely.
I think everybody's got to get over that Kansas City hump these days.
They just kind of make it through the season.
Yep.
And then in the playoffs,
they know
how to win.
By any means. 410-583-1057 is the number. We'll start taking your calls next here on The Fan. We'll recap if you want to talk about the conference championship. If you still want to try to get past this Ravens loss to the Bills from last week, you want to look ahead to the offseason. Terps, big win yesterday out in Indiana as well. That was a really good one going into the conference championship game. So if you want to talk about any of those, we'll do it next here on The Fan. 410-583-1057 is the number if you want to join the conversation. Let's go to Owens Mills and get Ken. Ken, you're on The Fan.
Cordell, Vinny, how you doing today?
What's going on, man?
I'm better than Cordell is.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, yeah, Cordell, my heart goes out to you, bro.
Appreciate it.
But it was a good run.
Yep.
Hey, look, man, I'm over the loss to Josh and us trying to get over the hump with Mahomes. I don't think it's either one of those. I think for next year, we need to be preparing to beat the Bengals. Because Joe Burrow is going to be on a tear next year to just try to light it up. And I think everything that we should be, and if they keep T. Higgins,
right,
they're going to be like that unstoppable force. And that's who I think we need to be looking out for next year. And if we can make sure we handle them, Mahomes and Allen, we'll take care of. But that's the monster in the closet right there.
Well, the biggest thing
appreciate
there
the call, Ken.
Would be, you know, you got to have corners. And mm-hmm. Wiggins will be much better. Needs to get in a weight room, mm-hmm. get bigger and
stronger.
Which
he acknowledged, too.
All right. Stevens will be gone. And then, well, because TJ Tampa, because mm-hmm. if it was up to me, I'm playing him either at safety or that inside nickel spot. Just because on the outside, ran 4.52, I'd be a little nervous with the deep ball.
Yeah, I mean, he's got the physicality you'd imagine.
He's a bigger kid with length.
Millett, I think Millett's probably gone, you know.
Yeah.
So that opens up that nickel spot a little bit for TJ Tampa, or if they decide to play Marlon there again, but they're going to be able to do some things secondary wise. I think the good thing for the Ravens right now is they can at least score with Cincinnati. Cincinnati's got to figure out what they're going to do defensively. I know they just hired a new defensive coordinator,
Al
but they need a lot of personnel on the defensive side of the ball right now as well.
Yeah, they got to have a big offseason defensively,
mm-hmm.
and I agree with you there. The Ravens will be better. You know, I mean, because you were going to talk about the wish list,
mm-hmm.
you know, since we're kind of there. Why don't you go over what you put out on Twitter for Ravens wish list? What would be your Ravens wish list?
Well, mine, I mean, I think they need a game changer at edge rusher. Can they get that? Probably not, because
supposed to be talking with Mel Kiper and stuff. Good year for edge rushers, corners, and safeties.
Mm. Well, they need two of those, possibly three, all three of them, honestly. So, yeah, I just think they need more difference makers on the defensive side of the ball. They have good talent, don't get me wrong, but they don't have they need the turnovers. And the pass rush turns into turnovers on the back end. Same thing with the secondary. You start blanking in the field, all right, you're forcing quarterbacks to either hold the ball longer for the pass rush or you're forcing them to throw it into tight windows. So they just need to get better, you know, playmakers on the defensive side of the ball. I think Ardarius showed that he's capable of being one. Mm-hmm. Marlon was a big part of the turnovers. Kyle is a playmaker. He's not necessarily a turnover machine, but he's a playmaker. Outside of that, I mean, we'll see with Nate. We'll see if his ball hawk skills improve, but I just think they need a difference maker on the defensive side of the ball that can generate turnovers. Offensively, I don't think they need much. Offensively, maybe I think they could use another wide receiver, not in a sense of...
Well, especially because Aguilar's a free agent, right. Wallace is a free agent. They're all gone, other than three guys?
And I'm not as over the moon about Walker the way that some of the fans are. You know, we'll see with him, but I'm not putting my eggs into that basket in terms of him being the third wide receiver. So maybe just another depth guy or somebody that you can trust that can make a contested catch for you, a big play for you offensively. But that's the problem with the Ravens, where they are. They don't need a lot. I mean, offensive line, sure.
What's your right tackle? Who's your right tackle if Rosengarten's left? And what do you do with McCary?
I think McCary is another one that's probably gone.
Yep, he's going to get outpriced.
Anytime an offensive lineman hits the market, they're probably outpricing themselves.
Yeah, look at Morgan Moses and look at Zeitler last year.
Yeah, I think they're gone. I could see, I'm not necessarily sold on Falele at guard. Like I'm not at a point to where I can't see him at right tackle again. Now, I mean, maybe so, but you got to fill that hole somewhere. Voorhees, you hope is going to be more reliable next year.
He's going to be the left tackle, yep.
So,
or left guard.
Left guard. So, yeah, I mean, the right tackle may not be on this team, but if it is, I would look at Falele right now as a potential right tackle. 410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Annapolis and get Mark. Mark, you're on the fan.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's going on?
Falele was sufficient. I think everybody thought he was a big disappointment early on.
Yep.
He developed.
Yes, he
developed.
Did.
And so I don't think we need to go out and reach out to depths and put resources in another place somewhere else where we got somebody at home that's developed and come through. Benny, you talked about them going to Florida and working out the contract with Harbaugh and
Monken and whoever else is up, got a year left.
What would be the workout? The past 2 years, the Ravens have been the best team in the league. Do anybody disagree? Both last year and this year, everybody thought the Ravens were the Super Bowl team. Anybody disagree?
They were, well, let's just say this. They were favored in basically every game.
Yeah, I eventually ended up picking them to win the Super Bowl, but I don't know if I ever thought that they were the best team, definitely a top three team in the league this year, no doubt.
Oh, how about that? And the same last year, and the same in 19 when Lamar won the MVP. What we keep asking for is something outside of what we keep changing. We don't change Harbaugh. We keep asking for all these other things when we have what's the best. The difference in the top three, four, or five, six teams is coaching. That's the difference.
No, I would say a combination, because you look at the Chiefs, coaching, definitely, and then your stars being stars in that game. And in that last game, if Andrews catches the balls, and doesn't fumble, they're playing Kansas City yesterday. So I don't think that had anything to do with Harbs.
Then maybe Josh Allen goes down and kicks a field goal to win the game. So what I'm saying is, the only thing I'm saying is, You got to have, I agree with you, Benny. You got to have the talent. I'm not denying that. But we have that. The other, those other teams also have that. And with Belichick, Belichick and Andy Reid, they just happen to have a once-in-a-lifetime quarterback, which you need. I'm not disputing that. We have that same thing. We have that. We have that once-in-a-lifetime talent. And what's happened over those 3 years that I just talked about, they've gone down the tubes. When last year when we lost to Kansas City in the playoffs, Hobbs didn't run. We said, give Derrick Henry the ball 20 times. We may not have been in a predicament where we would have been worried about Josh Allen in the playoffs. We wouldn't have had to worry about that two-point conversion because we'd have been up if we'd have run the team that the talent we have. That's why Philly runs Saquon so much. They know where their bread is buttered. We just seem to keep dancing around it, and we have what we have, and we keep going to look for something better when we have some of the greatest. I just don't get it.
In fairness, and appreciate the call, Mark. I think you're making some valid points. I will agree with that, but also the whole notion that the Ravens got, I don't agree with this, that the Ravens got away from the run game in the Bills game. I disagree with that. Saquon had 15 carries yesterday, less than what Derrick Henry had against the Bills. Saquon, however, had 118 yards and 3 touchdowns. Not the same production that you were getting from Derrick Henry on his 16 carries. And I thought Henry ran the ball well as the game went on.
Yeah, but the guy who ran the ball well was Justice Hill
was so good.
Yes.
He was so good. I could almost make an argument for giving him more carries Bills game. He was so good.
Yeah, his bursting, especially early on, he was the guy. You know, I totally agree, Cordell. I mean, Peyton Manning was 3-5, same as Lamar. And I think it was, wasn't it Dungy the whole time?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, I think, you know, they just had unfortunate incidences with Andrews. I mean, that they hate to say it, but they beat themselves by dropping balls that, I mean, you know, like Lamar and Andrews, I think Lamar kind of fixed some of his playoff woes. Mm-hmm. I thought Lamar played well in the playoffs. Andrews has got some playoff woes. The guy who plays great in the playoffs, likely.
Yeah.
Likely makes plays. No matter where, you know, when, where, whatever, likely makes plays.
410-583-1057 is the number if you want to get in. Coming up after the break, we'll continue to take your calls. That's next here on The Fan. Some news came out at the start of the show, been meaning to get to it. Some Orioles news. Orioles, they bring in former Oriole Adam Jones to be a special advisor to the GM and community ambassador. So it looks like, according to this statement that the Orioles put out from Mike Elias, that, you know, they're just going to lean on him just for advice, and he's kind of just another set of eyes and ears that they'll have up there as they continue to try to build up this Orioles roster with spring training right around the corner, it feels like. 410-583-1057 is the number if you want to get in. Let's go to Dwayne and Perry Hall. Dwayne, you're on The Fan.
Oh, great time. Just as I got to my destination. Well done, crew.
Yes, sir.
Hey, just a comment before I ask the question for the main reason of my call. It was kind of discouraging just watching Mahomes have the success he had with his legs. I think it was the four of his runs in the first half were either for a touchdown or for a first down. Then first play of the second half, he runs for 12 yards. And, you know, there wasn't anybody spying. You know, maybe if you guys want to have any feedback on that, that'd be great and all. But, you know, if you're not game planning for somebody's legs all week, I mean, I was just surprised to see no in-game adjustments, especially first play out of the gate in the second half starts. He runs for 12 yards, and it had been 12 yards in two-hand touch football.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not so sure that, you know, they probably figured, because they're kind of a faster, undersized defense, mm-hmm. that they can handle it. I mean, they were playing, the difference between what they did versus the Ravens, like on first down, it's number 7, Johnson, he wasn't out there. They were playing 3 big linebackers, you know, against the Ravens. So they were playing their faster guys. So they probably figured that they could handle Mahomes.
Yeah, I mean, and I think in terms of game, I think it was clear they didn't necessarily game plan for Mahomes to be as aggressive with his legs as he was yesterday. I think if anything, they probably were like, watch out for some of the third down scrambles that he is known for. But yesterday it was boots. I mean, he's getting out of there immediately right
now.
And wanting
to throw it more times than not. And because they were covering people up, that's when he did a good job, you know, of running the ball. And the thing that like his guys do too, which is, you know, practiced and coached, when they're covered and then he's turning up, they're turning and blocking their guy. You know, because he never got hit when he was running on those runs. And the other thing that he was always doing is like faking like he's passing the whole time when he's running.
2 yards past the line of scrimmage.
Job of keeping the middle of the field open too. And it seems like he never makes a wrong choice when he uses his legs. You know, the middle of the field is there and he doesn't hesitate at all. You got to tip your cap to him.
No doubt about it. Let's just say this. The dude is
a special
player. You know, he could, if he retired after the Super Bowl, he's going to the Hall of Fame.
No doubt. Let's go to Ed in Arbutus. Ed, join the fan.
Cordell, Benny, good day to you, gentlemen.
Yep. Same.
Thank you, sir. Opinion comments on the weekend sports topics. Terps basketball, great hard-fought road victory over Indiana. Tremendous guard play in that game.
Yes.
Eagles, Commanders, costly turnovers and too much Barkley decided that outcome. However, promising future with the rookie QB and main chess pieces in place. KC Bills thought the game-long accumulating superior team speed at all Chiefs offensive skill positions and specialty returns eventually outlasted the Bills. They're fast. Of the age, I've seen all the Super Bowls, anticipating an equal matchup, competitive game with many narratives. Redirecting to the Orioles. Last year, suffered pitching epidemic of serious arm injury severity, and that will linger into this season due to the unpredictable time frames of lengthy recuperations. It presents itself as a cause and effect of which absolutely requires the pursuit via trade for a proven number one ace in urgency manner now, spring training on the horizon. Commending Orioles owner Mr. Rubenstein for making his opinion known in regard to the out-of-control escalation contract in the MLB, and I totally agree. See it as a necessity to institute salary cap ceilings and minimum floors expenditures. If not, the sport will surely be on a certain collision course to self-destruction implosion. The disparity between the large markets versus small markets is rooting interest vastly unjust at this time. Proof positive, Dodgers with the outrageous greed this offseason, last year World Series participant, Orioles absent from the World Series appearance for 42 years now. It's not hyperbole, but unfortunately it's true. That's it, gentlemen. I thank you for your courtesy.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Ed. And look, I agree that Major League Baseball needs a salary cap, but I just almost feel like it's falling on deaf ears at this point. I don't think it's going to change. They haven't shown any willingness to want to change. And then also, you know, while I question how good this is for baseball, that it feels like the Dodgers do nothing but load up and everybody else gets the scraps, these teams don't seem to be competing as hard to get these guys either. And then the other part is some of these guys are going to the Dodgers and turning down bigger deals, you know? So it's like, what are you going to do? The Orioles, the reason I don't necessarily feel bad for the Orioles right now is because the things that they can control, the elements that they can use to kind of get around the offseason salary cap issues is the deadlines, and they have fumbled the deadline, it feels like, almost every year here recently. So they don't help themselves out when it comes to going and getting, especially going to get players that are still under team control. They haven't done a good job of that these last couple of trade deadlines, and it feels like you get to the offseason and everybody's waiting for them to spend money, and we know that they can't swim in those deep waters. We know that. We'll see if they make a deal before spring training comes. But I'm kind of, you know, accepting the fact that this is probably what it's going to be.
See, I you know, you're because MLB union, the players union is so strong, according to Bob, that that would never happen. I would like a floor. I would like, you know, you can't have one team, you know, like at $35 million, you know, when every, you know, the Dodgers are 220. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's too much disparity there. You know, make everybody, make the minimum of the floor, who knows, you know, $100 million or whatever it may be. The other thing, Cordell, is, you know, when you're talking about the Dodgers, it kind of reminds me, like in 94, we had 16 free agents, like older guys in their years, you know, that have been around, now we're saying baseball, and they want to win. They want a championship. So you'll take less money to have a chance to go win a championship. Like I said, we had 16 one-year free agents in San Fran the year we won the Super Bowl. Why? Because all these older guys were coming and taking less money because they made their money. Mm-hmm. I don't care about – I just want to win. I don't have a championship. I want a championship. And I'm guessing that the Dodgers get the benefit of that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're going to be heavy favorites.
Yeah, no doubt. And those players – because they've made so much, they don't care about, well, it costs so much. Like, we were in San Fran, it costs an arm and a leg to live there and all. They don't care. They just want to win.
410-583-1057 is the number. We'll continue to take your calls throughout today's show. Coming up next here on the program, we'll bring in Jeff Ehrman from Inside Maryland Sports, recap Maryland's big win out in Indiana yesterday, and look ahead to another big matchup at home, this time against Wisconsin on Wednesday night. That's next here on The Fan.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.